This podcast may contain adult language and themes, or it might not. We're not really sure. We haven't recorded it yet.
I'm Jason.
I'm Diggs.
I make software, music, and podcasts.
I connect people, personally and professionally, and I like talking with Jason.
This is the Candy Factory 5x5 podcast.
Five conversations.
Five random topics.
5 minutes each.
When we hear this sound,
we move on to the next topic. Next.
On every episode, we invite a very special guest to join us.
Hi, I'm Krisha Martzall. I am the new community facilitator over at the Candy Factory, and I'm Ann Kirby's executive assistant. And I also, my formal training's in photography, so I've had my own photography business for many, many moons. It's kind of flowed full-time to part-time to freelance in and out of my life, but that art aspect is always there, so I love a good mix of business and art.
Well, it's great to have you at the Candy Factory. Great to have you on the program. Welcome.
Thank you.
I think it should be noted that we are many, many episodes into these remote or virtual recording sessions for 5x5 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And wasn't your hire date like the day after we closed? Like, weren't you officially coming on board at the Candy Factory? And it was like
before. So like I accepted. Put in my resigned from my prior position.
Right,
had a
right.
week of vacation. Took that because I was like, yeah, I'm gonna adult and get so much stuff done
right.
before I start my new job. And then it was like, 24 hours or like 48 hours. I was like, oh my gosh, I might not have a new job. But no, it's been really it's been awesome, and I am so fortunate. So in the end, it's okay.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's been great to sort of get to know you through the virtualness of all these marathon Zoom meetings we've been doing, but it's going to be even better when we can finally reopen and get back to the Candy Factory's physical space instead of the virtual space. Diggs, it's always a pleasure to see you, my friend.
You too.
If you're new to the program, my iPad, his name is Frank, is going to present to us 5 random topics. We're going to talk about those topics for 5 minutes each. We'll hear a little jingle, little song, little music, and then we'll move on to the next topic. And that's basically how it works. There's not much more to it than that. So if you guys are ready to roll, I'm going to ask Frank to introduce topic number one for this episode's 5x5. And that topic just so happens to be wild card.
Ah.
Wild card.
It's my middle name.
No, pick something. That's my intention.
Oh. I was like, where are you going? Diggs suggested this topic. It says so in our little database. But so this was anything.
Anything. How do we let Krisha pick? Well, no, let's let
Krisha. Oh, man. So much pressure. You guys said it was going to be easy.
You don't want to pick? I
wild card. Any topic?
Any topic.
I set up a security camera outside, finally. I ordered it like Black Friday.
All right, let's talk about security cameras.
Yeah.
So you set up a security camera outside of your house.
Did, yeah.
Is this like front porch?
Yeah, front porch. So the problem in some ways is that I live on a busy street in the city. So it's constantly going off of notifications. So I've been playing around and just
so is it one of those motion, like if it doesn't actually start recording until there's motion?
Motion,
which there is all the time where
right.
you
right. And I wanted some of the streets so I can see, like, who are these random people that, you know, like, will sideswipe our cars and stuff. And like, I wanted to finally catch that person over the years, but now I got to turn it off because it's too much motion.
Yeah, I guess it's just one of those situations where anything triggers it, you get notified. So
I feel like there's a way to it doesn't because I thought there was a different you could set it so that if somebody walks by it won't necessarily ping you, but if somebody like comes actually towards your door because I'm pretty sure that I think a friend of mine set that up and then initially had the same issue and then realized I can set this
there's an intruder checkbox. Intruder only checkbox.
I think it's like based on like if they're gonna come like potentially ring your bell,
and
then it'll be like, oh, there's somebody at the door, as opposed to, It'll still record the movement because that's the whole point. It's just to make sure that there's a record, but you just won't get noticed.
So far, I mean, has there been anything interesting on there, like possums or?
No, nothing good.
People stealing your Amazon shit or anything?
Yeah, nothing good, except, no, I know, right? No, nothing good. And that's why I'm like, ugh. And then I'm like obsessed now. So it's like my new, you know, like my new Facebook, like constant track of it, you know?
I'm constant.
It's like the new TikTok, like my security thing.
You're like standing in line at the bank watching last night's, you know, camera roll.
Like, this is not healthy. I'm too connected to this already.
Have you ever played around with the idea of one of those rings? Those doorbell things? Isn't that kind of the same thing? Or
I don't have a door. Oh, we just have a door knocker. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it would still work. I don't think you have to tech. Do you have to technically have the.
Well, it's one of those electronic doorbells that has a camera on it.
Yeah.
They were popular for a while last year. I don't know. People still doing that? I heard there was a bunch of security issues with it. Like people's
Yeah, minds. Some people hacked it or something. Yeah, right. This one's Blink through Amazon. I mean, I like it. And I did find that I can kind of gray out the different areas if I don't want it to monitor. So I've got like the very top now grayed out during the day, which would be the street part. So I can just reactivate that at night. And then if somebody...
Oh, that's interesting. That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm trying that route, but you know, I set it up yesterday and like, oh my gosh, under 20 minutes, it was like 43 notifications. I'm like, oh, this is not okay.
So what prompted you to get one? Was there an incident or was there something in particular?
No, I've randomly, you know, throughout the years of living in the city, I've been a resident for over 15 years. People have randomly hit cars, random side swipes, you know, on our street, the lanes are now tighter. So I just want to see who's doing this stuff. And sometimes we do have like after school, some of the kids will walk in our yards and do some little mischievous
shenanigans
happening. So I just wanted to see it. But
nothing in the back, just the front.
Or did
you get a pair of them?
No, I'm landlocked, but I think I'll probably get another one just for the heck of it. But
yeah, they're kind of cool. There was a business downtown. I won't name the business. In fact, I don't even think they're there anymore. But I knew the guy that owned it, and I went in one day just to hang out and talk to him. And He was going through the thing. I guess somebody had been vandalizing out front, and he had installed a camera in the window, and was like, you know, looking through the film or whatever. And it was wild. Like you could see the car pull up, right? You see the guy hop out. I think he was spray painting something. The guy was
Wow.
And he was like hops out, spray tags the whatever. And then hops back in, and we're like trying to figure out what kind of car it was and the color. It was at night, you know. So I mean, it was like a color camera, but you know, we were trying to figure out what color car it was and what
black
what make and model.
Dark.
Yeah, just dark.
Yeah,
that's just call the cops. This is a car.
I find it interesting that isn't it true that we're the most like heavily CCTV'd like city per capita?
Yes,
in the country.
That's what I say, so it's
why wasn't that caught? That doesn't. If he was downtown.
Anytime anything's ever happened at my place, they've never been. They tell me they're not always monitored like they're supposed to. I don't know.
Well, we're heading out of that frame. I don't know. That was a tough one.
That was good. Biggs.
I was working on it while you were talking. To our next topic on this episode's 5x5, which is your most exotic vacation. Most exotic vacation. I went to Mexico last year.
I would say physically or like mentally, which one?
Did I go? No, I actually went.
No, I meant like for the topic.
Oh, for the topic.
I'm pretty lame, huh? Really?
Yeah, you're like, I daydream about all kinds of places all afternoon. It was like a timeshare resort. Anne and I went. She had acquired this vacation through, in other words, we weren't like, oh, let's go to Mexico, and went online and found a vacation package. You know, she had acquired this vacation through like a fundraising thing, and so we went, and it was on this like resort where everything's you're pretty much on the compound the whole time, so it was cool, you know what I mean? Like it was neat to be to a different place, be outside the country and sort of experience it, but we didn't really experience a lot of like Mexican culture, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like. There was some fake Mexican culture kind of happening, you know what I mean? Like where they were sort of dressing it up for the, you know, for the Americans or whatever. But it was cool. I mean, I would say that would probably classify as my most exotic vacation. I think we probably could have done the same thing at a resort in Texas. You know what I mean? if they would have just had the same little shows or whatever going on.
The gas would have been cheaper.
It would have been. How about you, Jace?
Most exotic. I mean, it's not technically a vacation, but it was almost all of my things are school trip related.
Got it.
So my first trip out of the country, I think I talked about this on another episode, was to Saudi Arabia. In high school, there was a.
I'm not sure how we're defining exotic, but that's pretty unusual, like for a trip.
It's not. The location isn't what was exotic. It was the treatment. Once we got there, because the trip was sponsored by a family at the school. And for reference, I went to a boarding school through a program in New York. It was like heavily scholarshiped. It definitely would not have gone to Saudi Arabia or any other country for that matter without some sort of financial help. But, you know, first time leaving the country, first time on a long haul flight. And, you know, so after like many, many hours of being in the air, we start to land and I hope I didn't say this story before, but I started to see a Goodyear sign.
Yes.
And I was just like, did we actually leave the States?
That's really funny that you said that, because that was the first thing I saw in Mexico, which was it was Home Depot.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We flew. It was the west coast of Mexico, so we flew over the whole country, and it was a beautiful like flight, like seeing all the different landscapes and whatnot, very mountainous, deserty kind of thing. And then we come down, we land in this place, and it's like, I see a Home Depot as we're descending. The big orange.
And it just takes you out of it, right? Because for a second, I'm like...
Yeah, it was kind of like, whatever.
How? What? But, all right. I mean, it's international.
Chris, how about you? Have you seen any American brands in foreign countries?
No. Well, yes. But, I mean, I'm kind of lame, but I'd like to do more traveling. I went to Jamaica. And... So after we flew in and then we're going to our resort, it was like an hour or so drive, hour and a half. And I saw there was like a market maybe. And there was this really tall, naked man taking a shower right in the middle of this like fountain with a bunch of people. And I was like, we're not in America anymore. So I kind of had the exact opposite.
Was he smoking a big fat joint or was he just
taking a
shower?
No, he had some long dreads, but I was like, yeah, we're definitely not.
Well, also with Jamaica, you'd have been on the other side of the road. So how was that for you?
Oh, yeah. No, I did not look. That's why I was looking out the left of my window.
That's why she was looking at the naked guy taking a shower.
I saw the naked guy and I was like, all right. Ah.
I spent the summer of 99 in Ireland playing in a rock band. And that whole, I didn't drive. Like, I didn't attempt it.
Yeah, that's true.
I was there with Americans, you know, and a couple of them. We sort of designated certain people to kind of learn how to do that. And we almost, I swear to God, like the first week I was there, we nearly got killed making the left.
Oh, yeah. Tight left.
Making the left.
Wide right, yeah.
Yeah, it was just, and the tractor trailer was coming at us, and there were six of us packed in this little, it was bad.
Yeah, but you made it. You survived.
I mean, I'm here to tell the story, so it's.
How's the car?
The car made it. Yeah, and it was a junker. Like, we actually, you know, this rock band, you know, like we went in and we just bought a couple cars. So you can imagine the quality of cars that we actually bought. We bought these beaters, you know what I mean, to get around the country. So everything was just a mess. The whole story. That's a much longer than the last 5 seconds we have on this topic, because it's time. Yeah, it's time to take off and leave this vacation behind, this exotic vacation, and land right into topic number three on this episode's 5x5, which is chiropractors.
Oh, I miss them.
Oh, me too. Oh, my Lord.
You guys are both chiropractees?
Yes.
I'm a recent convert. Like, I only had three sessions before the COVID times hit us.
All right, I've never done it. I've always heard, you know, I've always heard the whole, like, once you start, you can't stop. It's a racket. So sell me on it. Go.
It helps. I just, you know, I'm getting older, especially when I was doing CrossFit for like a year and a half. So I would go at least once a week just to get, once a month to get realigned and readjusted. Because it's crazy, even just existing, how much you can really throw out your body.
No, yeah, seriously. Just like sitting around.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, my, yeah, everything aches lately. So it's like, it's so needed. But it's like, it's one of those things where you do it and then it makes you feel a little bit worse after. But then the next day you're like, bam, ready to go.
Same thing with you, Diggs?
Oh, yeah. Well, my thing was I knew that something was off and it was the reason why I hadn't. Like, I didn't want to start any sort of working out programs while I knew I was not aligned properly. I was starting to get to the point, like, I love walking everywhere. And I would realize, like, you know, like, after a while. Like, my leg would, like, hurt in a random spot. I have knee issues, so I'm used to feeling my legs, like, sort of complain about me overusing them. But this would be, like, in my hips, and I'm like, this is not normal. Something's off here. So finally I went, I want to say it was late February, or early February, and, like, within 5 minutes, he's like, oh, yeah, your hip has rotated, like, the joint, the connection point is, had rotated out slightly.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, it literally had hiked my leg up by, uh-huh, like, 3/4 of an inch. So yeah, that was the problem. No, but everybody, this happens to everyone, all of us. Like,
my hips are always a little bit, like, off, mm-hmm, like, a little higher than the other one.
But it was affecting me so much that's why my hips were starting to hurt when I was walking. And so he literally, I think, did the electric shock a little bit, mm-hmm, and then, like, two corrections, and then I like, height was normalized again. But obviously there's more to it. It's not
right,
just
right.
The one
you're
visit,
simplifying a little bit there.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 So I can't wait to go back. We were gonna do every 6 months until I actually 6 weeks until I actually started, like, doing weight training again, because I really, mm-hmm, I want to get back to doing stuff that, like, will re-strengthen my back so it goes less out of alignment the next,
yeah,
time. Not so much CrossFit. I've been
I just gotta work that core. Work the core.
Work the hammies. I've been sitting, and not really moving at all the past 10 weeks or however long I've been, you know, in these chairs around the house. But I got firewood the other day. Like, I got a cord of firewood, and you know, we're in the city, in a small place or whatever. So my neighbors and I split it. So that's how it works. Like, the four houses go in on a cord, and it's just enough for, like, the fire pits and that sort of thing, right?
How much is a cord? Sorry, I don't.
$200.
No. Sorry. How many?
Oh, I thought you wanted, like, to buy it. I was like, yeah.
Sorry. No. Sorry. I meant, like, how much wood is in a cord?
It's hard to explain.
Okay. I'll look it up.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I can't tell you, like, in whatever kilograms or whatever. I mean, I have no idea. All I know is that it took me about 25 minutes or so to take the pile and throw it into four piles. And I guess in doing that, I'm so old and weak at this point that, like, I'll go outside to take this cord. It was basically a dump truck full, if you think of it that way, but not heaping, right? So the guy dumps the dump truck full of wood. I go out, mm-hmm, there, and I'm, like, throwing 1, 2, 3, 4, you know what I mean, to evenly split this pile. And I'm done for 2 days. I couldn't, yeah, walk. I couldn't walk the next day. I got up off the couch, and, like, I stiffened up, and I'm like, I look like a duck kind of waddling into the kitchen. And I mean, this was like 45 minutes of labor that I did, you know, in the last 3 months. I did 45 minutes of labor, and it knocked me out for 2 days. So that's why I'm thinking, well, maybe this chiropractor thing isn't such a bad idea.
Man, when you get the right one, it's magical. I'll tell you what.
Well, and it's, I bet it's come a long way, because, you know, I'm also kind of going back to the 80s, 90s, you know, when chiropractors were sort of seen as witch doctors.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. My mom is big time against it. I'm like, you would feel so much better if you just tried it.
Well, here's the thing. I wonder if for you, Jason, it might not, because it actually sounds like you just need, like, a massage. Not that a chiropractor
isn't
good.
Need some yoga. Need some stretching.
Yeah. I need a lot of shit. I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, this isn't. Yeah, I mean, one of these people aren't going to fix it. All the problems, all of the ailments.
You do need a team. We got people for you, Jason.
Yeah, that's true. I need a whole van load of people to come over and just work on me for a few weeks.
Yeah.
King Jason.
Anyway, I'm not even going to attempt to segue out of chiropractors. I'm just going to say, topic number four of this episode's 5x5 is song lyrics you've messed up. Song lyrics you've met. So is this like song lyrics you've met, like you always thought it said something, and then you found,
yes,
out later that it said something else?
Yes.
Well, there were a shit ton of those as a kid, yeah, because there were no, you know, there was no internet. And if they didn't print that shit on the back of the record,
oh, right,
you know, you're like slowing it down with your finger and just sort of like trying to figure out what's he saying? What the hell is he saying?
I had that with tapes, but it was reverse and fast forward.
Yeah.
Rewind.
And I was playing in rock bands, right? So we had to try to figure out what the hell those lyrics were. And I was listening to metal. So there's that, oh, there's boy. Like oh. so many layers of this issue. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, geez.
So you'd end up just making it up. You know, you just end up getting it close. But I'm trying to think of the quintessentials, right?
Oh, this is actually a big pet peeve of mine. I can't stand when people mess up the lyrics. I'm that type. Like, I usually know what the correct ones are. It drives me nuts.
I guess Blinded by the Light would have been the ultimate one for my generation. Wrapped up like a douche.
Yeah.
It's not, what's the right? It's a deuce. Yeah, but everybody said douche. And it was kind of a middle school thing. And then it became like, you know, Anne still says that. And I think she just does it to get under my skin. She'll just start singing it. Walking around. Wrapped up like a douche. I'm like, please. That's not what it says.
But what's another? I'm trying to think of one.
Oh my God. See, and now I'm like, there's so many and I can't think of any. Like, I can think of some. There's, was it Led Zeppelin? It's not Cashmere. It's that one.
There's a lot of Zeppelin mess ups.
Yeah, a lot of Zeppelin. Taylor Swift. And we're going to bring it to now. Taylor Swift's got some.
But with I feel like with the internet, like, it's kind of, you know what I mean? Like,
well, that's a funny thing because I actually just looked this up because the theme song to, I swore I was never going to fall back into the Medici show, like, time warp for some reason, even though it's historical fiction about the Medici family over, I think, two generations. And
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'm explaining it. I'm telling you. it's like, a show about the Medici family, like, ran Florence for a long time, back in the days when you could basically buy the Pope. Or buy someone off to then make you your offspring the Pope.
Gotcha.
Essentially.
Okay.
I'm bastardizing the story. They also are responsible for getting Botticelli's work popularized and Michelangelo, Da Vinci, like, gotcha. They were around that era. So there's this show that has this theme song. And if you Google this, there are still arguments about the lyrics, even though the guy posted the lyrics. Like, that's what kills me. It's like, people will still go, oh, I really thought I heard this. It's like, no, you're arguing with the person that wrote it. Like, just because somebody else posted the lyrics for you, like, that doesn't mean you get to go, well, I really think that I, like, it's not a Warshak test. It's
and yet, like, strong and the wrong convictions.
yes. It's just, like, that's what actually gets me when I see stuff like this.
There's like that. Oh, there's a commercial for Elton John's Rocket Man. When they had that, was it for Volkswagen or whatever? And they had everybody singing Rocket Man. And then they were like, yeah. Oh, that's right. That's what it did.
Was this for the new, that was for that, the that electric car?
I think so. Commercial? Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. It was like during the Super Bowl
ago.
Or something.
Yeah.
Speaking of Volkswagen, Volkswagen's taking a big hit. There was some other controversy that happened with Volkswagen. You know, they had the whole emissions
issue. What else did they do?
there was something that came out last week. And I was like,
really?
Holy shit.
I have one.
All right, you guys talk amongst yourselves. I want to find out what that.
I actually Volkswagen was my first car. I had a Passat.
Mine too. Well, I had a Golf. I had a VW Golf 1990 red. Now nice. I have a Tiguan, and those aren't lyrics, so we are off topic.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
it's okay.
Yeah, we're good.
It's not strictly based.
I'm trying to think. I think there's.
Oh, there was a racist ad.
Oh.
That came out. It was
the song lyrics
for the Volkswagen. This has nothing to do with song lyrics, but it was there was an ad that came out like on their social media. There was this racist ad, and like the company came out and was like, they were like, we don't know how this got through here or whatever. It was really weird. The whole situation was weird. And they were like, the company was officially apologizing for something that was
not,
produced. I didn't get it. Like,
how
produced and then published, and then they're like, we have no idea. It's like, what do you mean you have no idea? Like, who the hell is running your marketing and your, you know, communication department?
My daughter says that a lot. She's the only kid, but she has no idea how things happen, and she's the only one that.
Well, that's the same idea, right? The Volkswagen people were like, we have no idea how this racist ad got actually published, created, produced, and then published.
Look this up
on our social media feeds. I don't know. But anyway, that's the end of that. If for as many song lyrics as we've messed up, we really couldn't recall any of them, could we? Except for Blinded by the Light. Revved up like a deuce. We're moving on. Lawn mowing. lawn mowing is topic number five and the final topic on today's 5x5. I'm con. I don't like to mow the lawn. I'm against it. I'm anti lawn mowing. I think that if science is going to work on anything, like, I'm not talking about like right now. Like, they got to work on the virus right currently. But let's just say when that's over, when they've got some free time, I think the scientists should work on like grass that grows to about, you know, an inch and a half and then stops.
Like, can't they breed grass?
Like, yeah, turf. Can't they breed that in? Yeah, like it's like fake turf, but it could be real grass. But it just grows up. So like if you were to go over and say stunted. Rip it out,
right?
Or like, you know, if you were to go over say and cut it, right, under like cut an inch off the inch and a half, it would grow back to an inch and a half and then just stop.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So if you didn't bother, right, it would just stop. And it would just
But imagine the kids in America that you'd be like disenfranchising from their like summer, like
getting their legs cut up.
And that's no. It's true. And I'm actually a hypocrite because when I was a kid, I made a shit ton of money cutting grasses around my neighborhood. Like I was making bank. I was like the richest kid in school because I was cutting grasses. And then it turned on me when I became an adult. Like after, you know, because you go away to college, you don't have grass to worry about. I worked summer jobs, lived on campus at this other place. Yeah, you know, I didn't have grass to worry about. And then like 10 years later, I had this house that had grass and I was like, fuck, I gotta cut this shit again.
It's a different kind of grass in college.
It's very much so, yes. Yes, and I'm all about cutting that grass. All about it.
No. That wasn't an ooh, that was a, oh, I have to tell a story about different kind of grass later. It's actually not, well, I can tell it now. In high school, there was an unfortunate bunch where they were tricked into buying actual grass. had literally just been like burnt a little bit.
Stop.
like somebody sold them grass.
Yes, literal grass. Yes.
That's funny. Yep. Krisha, do you have a lawn down there in that house?
I do. I just use. Well,
wait. I hope it's
mower.
Not in the house. I just,
no, not in my house. Outside of my house.
My house is lawn free except outside.
Yeah. I have a pond and there's a lot of frogs and some fishies. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. I got a whole plethora of an environment going on.
Holy
back there.
Shit. You've got like it's going to be like Tiger
it's
King.
It's an aquarium.
Down there. It's like Frog King.
It is.
They do frog petting down
they're,
there.
It's spring, so they're pretty active right now. I can hear them inside my house too. Because they're kind of landlocked. There's nobody else around us has a pond, so they just keep coming back to mine. but yeah, I have a push mower, and in fact, my dog, she hates it, so I have to make sure she's inside when I'm trying to do the lawn. And that's a pain in the butt in some ways, because the lawn's all uneven with the push mower. So I'll like push it, and then it like gets like the hill and it.
Wait, by push mower you mean it's one of those like Amish mowers?
Yeah.
I have one of those too. Yeah.
Yep.
I just picked one.
I gotta do
how
that.
Much time does so like I've never had to do this.
Consider yourself lucky.
Well, you can come try it out.
No, I'm good. I just my question is how long is this whole process take?
In the house I'm in now?
Yeah.
It's like 12 minutes.
Yeah, I was gonna say like maybe five. It's not long. It's just the act of doing.
Yeah, and I'm talking about 12 minutes, like from putting on my shoes to taking off my shoes. You know what I mean? Like, and there's a weed eater involved in that too. In that 12 minutes, I mean, it's a tiny little thing.
Yeah,
a weed eater? What?
Yeah, you know, like a weed eater. Like, you know, it's a
weed
like
whacker?
A long.
Weed whacker.
I'm with Krisha. Never
what?
Heard of weed
eater?
Weed
is
whacker.
That a Western thing?
Oh, you guys don't call them fucking weed eaters?
No, come it's on. A weed
no.
whacker.
No, it's a weed eater.
Oh, that's let's get
it,
a pole
but it doesn't
going.
Eat anything. It's just literally
oh,
just whacks
it
up.
It eats that weed. It eats the weeds. Yeah, no, those things are called weed eaters. Where I came from, that's what they were called. And if you said weed whacker, then we kick your ass out. Get the hell back to Philadelphia.
It's your gum bands.
Or the whole rest of the country.
Gum bands. That's right. Gum bands and shit cricks.
That's
what the hell's a gum band?
Gum band is a rubber band.
Rubber band.
Oh my lord.
Uh-huh. That's right. Called a gum band.
This needs to be a topic. Shit from Western PA.
Western PA
pop,
colloquialism.
Pop and gum bands.
We drink pop. We use gum bands. And the sidewalk gets slippy in the winter.
Slippy. I do say slippy.
You say slippy too.
It's a little slippy.
Sidewalk gets slippy. But anyway, weed eaters is what we used to call those, the things that I guess apparently everyone else in the world calls a weed whacker.
Weed whacker.
And I have one of those because I need the weeds to be eaten that run along the fence, and it takes care of it.
Yeah.
It's the smallest lawn that I've had, so I'm really not complaining. And we're getting ready to hardscape most of it.
Nice.
It's gonna be a 7 by 20 foot strip of grass, and we're probably gonna eventually just get AstroTurf, so the dog can go take a poo. That's literally all it's for.
Then
you won't need
that weed eater.
I can get rid of the weed eater.
You know he's going to be eliminated soon.
Give me shit about that. That's the fastest 25 minutes in podcasting right there.
I know.
And it's gone like that. Like you just snap your fingers and it's
sad.
Like five topics later. Krisha, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, guys. This was a lot of fun. I am a podcast interviewee virgin no more.
Someday. That's true. That's true. I'm not going to go anywhere else there. That's true. But someday when we can meet in person, we'll just have to do it again.
Yeah.
The Candy Factory 555 podcast is recorded at the studios of The Candy Factory, a co-working campus in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
The show is produced and hosted by Jason Mundock,
along with co-host Robert Diggs, regularly joining the Yakety Yakking.
Editing and additional production
provided by Anna Tran.
The opinions and views expressed on this podcast are solely those of the expressor.
The Candy Factory is not in any way responsible if anyone said something stupid.
Our theme music was composed
and recorded by a really cool guy.
Really cool guy.
A really cool guy.
Really cool guy named John Chin.
Relevant links and show notes can be found on the show post
at the Candy Factory website.
CoworkingInLancaster.com.
Maybe that's it.
Is that it? Okay.